Independent and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the first morning of December, 35 degrees right now, and that's basically it. We're going to see 35, 36, and that's the high temperature for today. Just quickly, Chuck, before we dive into our first Friday artwork content.
Yes.
Unbound Gravel, today I think is the opening day for the lottery for the XL.
Are you serious?
I believe it is.
Oh, man. I know that there's a whole lot of attention that's paid to the 200 and the other races, and that's going to be coming soon. But, yeah, that XL, that is a thing of
Can you handle it?
Beauty and pain all wrapped up in one.
No, I can't.
No.
Yeah, 300 miles plus. Oof.
Woo.
So anyway, yeah, that's now turned into a lottery. So much interest and participation in that. So
all right.
I believe opening day for that is today. Well, it is the first Friday of the month, by gosh, and that means first Friday Art Walk time, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas of Emporia's First Friday. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good to have you here. Kat, good morning.
Good morning. Happy First Friday.
All right, before we start talking details, Kayla, how does having this on the schedule this time around put you in the holiday spirit?
Well, it just does. Like, I'm ready to get out there and get some of my holiday shopping done. And, man, with 20 different venues, there is a huge variety of artwork that's going to be available for everyone tonight.
Lots of venues. And, Kat, what might be or who might be and where might be the presenting venue tonight?
The presenting venue tonight is Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate at 608 Commercial Street. And they are also our sponsor, so thank you to them for doing all this. And they're going to be hosting the ESU Glass Guild tonight.
Glass awesome. Guild, huh? What's the Glass Guild going to be serving up?
They are going to be some wares that they've been making, and so there'll be a large selection. There's lots of ESU students in the Glass Guild, so it'll be a wide variety of work, and it's going to be really cool.
Awesome. All right, Kayla, where are we going and how many places are we going for the December Art Walk here this evening?
We have 20 venues.
So
it's all between the 1100 block and the 500 block, so not quite 350 miles. It's only 6 blocks. It's very manageable.
You can handle that.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So we have 2 new venues this month that we're really excited about. 627 Event Space is joining us, and they are hosting Melissa Tasto. And then Handcrafted by Court is a brand new store. They're at 9 West 9th, and Courtney Steffies is the owner and will be the presenting artist there. And then over at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, we will have the Doodles and Jock Gang, which is Stacy Hammond, Dwayne, and Jerilyn Hendrickson. And also Katie Hammond will be having her first art walk. And we will have some live jazz music with Eric Martin and some friends of his. I think he's put together a nice little quartet to play some music. And the infamous Renegade Cupcakes. Michelle Boyce will be there with some cupcakes for everyone to enjoy. Shelby Anderson is going to be having her senior show at Vault Meats and Cheeses. Mark Ralston is an Emporia native who will be featured at The Style. I think this is a completely new thing. Isaiah Shaver is going to have custom hat pins and crests at Granada Coffee Company. I don't think we've ever seen that on the art walk. So that's very exciting. Barbara Theris is back at Gravel City Roasters. Katie Taylor is at L&L Pets. We've got Carol Miller at Mike's Attic. She does photography and gorgeous tie-dye work. And then we've got Moira Halloran and Jaden Winsel, both ESU students at Plum Bazaar. Amanda Fowler will be at the X Shed with some photography and cards. Destiny Farr will be at Sweet Granada with prints and stickers and earrings. Megan Newman is a new artist who will be at the Dusty Trail Gift Shop. Whew. And then this is where we've got some real variety. So between Fox Gallery and Gifts, the Emporia Art Center, and the Artisan Sale at the History Center, there's over 200 artists represented there. So that's pretty huge. And then we just put up a new show at Mulready's Pub. Tammy Clark and Leon Morrow will be at Chia Meets. And then you have one last chance to see Joey Rocha and Andy Valdivia at Escape Art Gallery.
Whew. Wow. Awesome.
Holy cow.
Man.
I'm still stuck by the fact that we have cupcake art midway through.
Yeah. Get you a little sugar rush to push
you might
on
need
through.
It.
And, yeah.
Well, there's plenty going on. Kat, this is that's a lot to corral, isn't it?
It is a lot, but it's very exciting, and we love seeing all these artists coming out and all the art that's available and just the community support that we've had, and especially this week when we've had match day presentations and that kind of stuff. And Chuck, we just want to thank you for emceeing that event and always being the awesome emceer.
Let's put it this way. You guys make it easy. Match Day and the Community Foundation with its work, Becky Nurnberg, Monty Heinen, Jeff Williams, Ruth Wheeler, they make it super easy. And basically all I have to do is just turn, ask you guys a couple of questions, and get out of the way of the check being presented. That's my role at this point in time. Speaking of that, though, how does the Match Day money help you guys getting into next year?
That match day check was huge. We got a little over $9,000 this year, and we are going to use that money to establish our frame shop. So we have our print lab where we can make high quality archival prints for artists, and now we'll be able to frame those, and then so that won't be so cost prohibitive for, you know, the emerging artists who want to show their work but can't afford to, you know, drop $500 to $1,000 on framing. So just another service that we want to offer to artists, and also just to keep new artists coming in. That way we can keep the art walk fresh and new every month and keep the community engaged.
Keep it fresh. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, and don't forget, too, to stop by Trox Gallery and Gifts, the 7:15 commercial, and hang your mittens, gloves, or scarves on the mitten tree, too, because pickup is late next week. So we invite you to do that, and we want to thank you, Kayla, for Trox's participation in the Mitten Tree this year. We appreciate that.
We're happy to do it, yeah, and it's getting pretty full, but we'll make some room there for some new mittens and hats, scarves, coats, anything that you want to bring to donate to SOS. Yeah, we're happy to do that for us.
We know you're creative enough to make anything happen down there. So.
That's right. We'll just make a new tree and keep it going.
The more the merrier. Kat, before we let you go, what else you want to talk about when it comes here to tonight? Obviously, it's going to be it's going to be a chilly night, but, you know, 30 degrees here for early December. That's not out of the ordinary. Lots of good things to be had here tonight.
It's going to be great, yes. Put on a coat and a scarf and you'll be fine. And be sure and visit our website, EmporiaFirstFriday.com, to find out the specials for the evening. Lots of businesses will have specials for our art walkers, and it's a great way to take advantage of some more shopping besides art, too.
Kat?
And all of those, those businesses will have their heaters on. So if you can just get from one to the next, you can stay in there and warm up and then head on over to the next one. So
there we go.
Yep.
All right, Kat, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kayla, always a pleasure.
Thanks, you guys.
Have a good day. That's Kat Dorcas and Kayla Mock. Emporia First Friday. It is this Friday, which means it is tonight, Chuck.
It is tonight, and this evening going to be very busy in downtown Emporia just as a result of that. Want to let you know, too, that we are filling in our morning show interview slots for next week. Not all of them are full, but we've got some space for you if you have an event or an activity that you want highlighted here next week. So call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com.